As usual at this time, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another 15-minute program by Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
$1 million.
Yes, sirree. Hello, friends everywhere. It's these wide awake Hillbilly Boys back to play a little 15-minute program sponsored by the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company. Fort Worth, Texas, manufacturers of the leading flour in Texas known as Hillbilly. And to start our program off, well, I think we ought to do this number. Well, I think I ought to dedicate it to Mickey Wickey. It says, sing on, brother, sing.
Now, I had a dream the other night.
Sing on, brother, sing.
And it filled me with an awful fright.
Sing on, brother, sing.
I saw a ghost that said to me, I was counting off your days. And I made up my mind right then, I was going to change my ways.
Thank you very much, boys. And you know, the success of your day's work depends on the way you start the day off. A bright morning and a cheerful disposition makes a splendid combination. But to make the morning bright and the disposition cheerful, it is absolutely necessary for your family to have a delicious, nourishing breakfast. Can anything help to start the day off right better than a big plate of those white, fluffy hillbilly biscuits, together with a cup of piping hot hillbilly coffee? Serve them to your family every morning and see those smiles spread over their faces. The trick is turned. Right then and there, the day has been started off right. Remember, the goodness of pure, wholesome hillbilly products is guaranteed. Insist on the man hillbilly. See to it that your family has the best of good, wholesome food.
Please pack the biscuits, Pappy.
Thank you very much, Leon, old boy. And let's see, we're going to get on here with the program. We're going to ask Little Horse to walk right over here and tell you about My Blue Heaven.
Whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, we hurry to a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little lamp that nestles where the roses bloom, just Molly and me. And baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Ba-de-dee-dee-do-dee-do-dee. A fireplace, a cozy room, a little land that nestles where the roses bloom, just Molly and me, and baby makes free. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was mighty fine. I didn't think we always gonna play a guitar solo there on the end of that number, but he quit. He's gonna wait until it gets on the program sometime. And well, we're gonna have a harmony number now. Leon, the Texas Songbird, and Horace, the Little Lovebird. You know, all the numbers on these programs are made up of the requests that you folks send in.
That's right.
We get harmony numbers and requests for harmony numbers and all kinds of numbers for each man in the band to do a certain number. And they have their own list, and they put down the numbers as they come in order and get to them just as quickly as possible. Right now, here's a harmony number that we've had many requests for. Leon and Horace will sing it.
Yeah.
Maple on the Hill.
Near a quiet country day stood a maple on the hill that I set with my Juanita long ago. When the stars were shining brightly and we heard the whippoorwill, then we vowed to love each other evermore. We are growing old and feeble, yet the stars are shining bright, and we listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? We would sing love songs together when the birds had gone to bed and would listen to the murmur of the rill. Then I'd fold my arms around you, lean your head upon my breast as we sat beneath the maple on the hill. We are growing old and feeble, yet the stars are shining bright, and we listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? I'll soon be with the angels on that bright and happy shore, and I bow resigned unto my Father's will. My time has come, my darling, and at last forevermore I must leave you and the maple on the hill. We are growing old and feeble, yet the stars are shining bright, and we listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
Thank you very much, boys. And here's a letter from good old Hillsboro, Texas. It says, "Dear Pat and Hillbilly Boys, I enjoy every all your good programs and never miss a one. I am the same about your products that I am about the program. That good all-purpose hillbilly flour. I don't think I could ever use any other brand. Also use hillbilly coffee, tea, and shortening. And so far, I have used 60 pounds of hillbilly coffee. And do we like it. We are your hillbilly flour boosters and users. That's signed Mr. and Mrs. A.S. Watts of good old Hillsboro, Texas." What do you think of that, Leon?
Boy, that's mighty fine.
You bet. All those boys here in the band are surely glad to hear from our listeners and the housewives that use hillbilly flour and other hillbilly products. We'd like to hear from everybody that uses our flour and tell us what your results are in the baking after you've used hillbilly flour.
You know what?
Now to get on with the program here. Horace, will you be quiet a minute? You come on up here and help show us Leon, the Texas songbird.
Leon
is going Spanish on it. He says that he's a gay caballero.
I'm the gay caballero, driving from Rio de Janeiro, with a nice oily hair and a full of hot air. I'm an expert at shooting the blow.
Sing it, senor.
I'm seeking the fair senorita, not lean and yet not too much meter. I'll woo her a while in my Argentine style and carry her off of her feeder. I'll tell her I am of the nobilio, and I live in that great big castello. I'm seeking a miss to long for a kiss, and not say, oh, don't be so silly, oh. For that, a swell capture, yes, sir. While whining and dining, I met her. We drank one or two, as the other folks do. The night was wet, but she got wetter. She told me her name was Estrella, and said to come as a fella. Mosquitoes, they bite, they're awful tonight, and you smell just like citronella. It's like ghosts. She told me she was so lonely, so I climbed up on her balcony. While I'm her spell, I heard someone yell, "Get away from there, you big baloney!" I swore I'd swim the senorita, so I wooed her up on the sofita. But her husband walked in, what he said was a sin. I still hear the birds sing tweet tweeter. Oh, I'll never forget that time down there in Mexico.
Yeah.
I am a sad caballero, returning from Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, tell me more, man.
Minus my hair, a bruise here and there, and her husband, he chewed off my ear. Oh,
Senor Leon, I believe you got a little melodramatic on that number. Do you believe that the clock will give us time to have this good old friend? Well, sorry, folks, but the old clock says our time is all gone. So until you hear this again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red biscuits, big white buttered biscuits. Hillbilly crowd shall make some grand. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay. Bye. Fetch the biscuits, Pappy. We got a card and a letter. Go dangin' like you still, Billy Dan.
The program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of hillbilly products.